welcome to another conversation of the Chapel Hill Bible Church's Parent Resource Hub. My name is Matt. I'm here with a special guest, Dylan Gomez, today. And the topic that we're going to be discussing is family worship or family devotions. So Dylan, first of all, just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you're doing at the time of this recording, and where you're headed soon.
Yep, so as Matt mentioned, my name is Dylan Gomez. I just recently graduated from UNC in May, and I'll be moving to Dallas to work there as a consulting analyst the beginning of July. Right now, I'm currently in Chapel Hill, just enjoying time with friends and hanging out until that time comes.
Great. We're going to miss you. I know you've been a member here for a while and appreciate you. Before you leave, we wanted to talk to you about your experience of what you have told us is called family devotions or family worship. And we really hope that this is helpful for you families who are considering ways that you can talk to your kids about the things of the Lord in a natural and regular way. So Dylan, just to start us off, what is family devotions? What are they? Start us off with just kind of your understanding of what this is and how it was practiced in your home.
Sure. So family devotions, family worship, same concept, is really the idea of your father or your parents sitting you down as children and going through the Word of God, maybe singing songs, talking about things of the Lord together regularly. On a day-to-day basis, that's what it looked like at my home, and could take different forms of mostly singing or mostly Bible reading or using another book as a reference. But it's just the idea of having some sort of worship as a family together in your home.
That's great. I think a lot of parents are going to wonder, how in the world can this even happen in a crazy, hectic home or an environment with a lot of young kids? There are just all kinds of practical worries. So just tell us how your family in particular practiced family devotions, and maybe some of the obstacles that you faced as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, I can say for sure that it wasn't always easy, and there were definitely some very practical hindrances often where, you know, we're too tired or we have things going on. But I will say that, you know, the Lord gave grace, I think, to all of us. And even though my sister and I, when we were younger, were not Christians, gave grace to my parents to kind of get us all settled down and things like that. So very practically, usually what it looked like is after dinner, before kind of starting on homework, or maybe while you're doing homework, have a little bit of a break, 10, 15, 20 minutes maybe, come over to the living room, and then we'll just sit down and have family devotions with some singing and reading of God's word. A lot of times we were all tired if it was later, if we had a late dinner or long day at work for my parents or school for my sister and I. But my dad would always be intentional about making sure that we had that time because he realized how important it was that we hear the word of the Lord daily. And so even if we were tired or complaining, you know, at the end of the day, we did it, even if it was just like a few minutes or just one prayer. So that's very practically how it looked. It wasn't always the prettiest, but at least my parents were trying to be faithful in that. So
that's great. It sounds like you all just made use of ingredients, quote unquote, that we're really familiar with, like reading the Word of God and explaining it, like singing, like praying. And these are things that we hear every week on Sundays, right? So we should be relatively familiar with them. All right, lots more practical things came to my mind as you were saying that. I think one thing that's really helpful and takes the burden off a little bit is you said between 10 and 20 minutes is how long you would spend on these things. This isn't like another hour-long church service every single day that you're doing for your family, right? This is just a small commitment, but it is a slow drip of regular exposure to the Word of God and to Christian fellowship also in the family. And I think it sounds like, you know, it's a way for you to intentionally aim your conversation at Christ. It's not about the worries of the day. It's not about current events or politics. It's not about the weather. it's about Christ, and there's that devoted time to that that conversation. I think that's really powerful. Was there ever a time where you got the sense that your parents didn't know what a passage of scripture meant, or weren't prepared, or something like that? How did they ever experience that? How did they deal with that?
Yeah, great question. So usually in my situation, the way that it would take place is we would go through either a book of the Bible together or maybe a chapter or things like that. And it would just be kind of reading and talking about it as you go. We'd maybe take turns reading verses of until we finished with the passage. And then my dad would kind of ask each of us to gather a few insights from our verse or some verses or from the passage that we read. And so we would kind of work through the passage together. It wasn't as much my parents kind of lecturing us. It was more interactive, where we as children, along with my parents, were together wrestling with the text and figuring out what it was saying. And sometimes even looking at, other parallel passages too, if we were confused there. And there were some times where that we came across difficult passages, as you do when reading the Bible, but it was never a kind of like, oh, I'm stumped here. It was just like, all right, well, this is a tough text. Let's figure out at least some context or some meaning of it. And I don't remember a time ever where I was left kind of wondering, oh, what did that really mean? Or what was the purpose of that? Since we were doing it together and figuring out as a family unit.
Yeah, so in part, you and your sister were providing the content in a way, but always under the guidance of your parents. And
yes.
Your parents helping you to come to meanings that were actually in the text and consistent with what it was teaching. And then those meanings, of course, work their way into your mind and into your heart by the Spirit, and you grow. What, and this is different than the practical question, but what do you think, as best you can tell, how did the Lord use family devotions in your life?
The Lord used them amazingly. The Lord did not save me until I had graduated high school. And so most of my experience with family devotions was as a dead man, an unbeliever. And there are some ups and downs to that, but one is that you can be very legalistic, even as a non-believer, where you think you know more than everyone, which I did know a lot about doctrine and the Word of God. But on the other hand, the Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides to the soul and the spirit, right? And so even for the non-believer, it cuts you. And so being exposed to the Word of God and biblical truths, and even the hymns and songs we would sing with those truths echoed. And even as a non-believer, there's the Word of God is still powerful and through His Spirit. And so there's so many times where I just was so convicted through devotions. And, you know, that's the time where my parents would not shy away from confronting us with our need for a Savior and for the Lord. And sometimes I would even be scared for those times because I knew that I would be confronted with my need for Jesus. And so sometimes I would just be bitter and angry and upset and rejecting of God's word. And obviously that's a symptom of unregenerate heart. But I learned so many truths, and the Lord actually used one particular time of family devotions, family worship, that I remember as a means to point me to Himself and to draw me closer to Himself. And so those times were really impactful, and I still remember many sweet memories now looking back as a Christian, and just thankful for my parents and their faithfulness in that.
Yeah, that's really good. I just a couple observations from your story. One is that this has to be encouraging to parents whose children are not following the Lord, as best we can tell. You said you weren't saved until, I think you were 17, right?
After graduating high school.
And so there's just that faithful, long obedience of family devotions, regular worship with God's people on Sunday, where you were exposed to the word of God, which came to you as the law, not as gospel yet, mm-hmm. pointed you to Christ, who you finally embraced by the power of the Spirit. That was a 17-year long process, but your parents were faithful in exposing you to the word of God. And I think it's encouraging for all parents, especially parents who aren't sure of the spiritual state of their children, that oftentimes what we're called to do is to proclaim the word of God and trust the Holy Spirit for fruit. Mm-hmm. And that fruit may come when you're 17, when you're 35, when you're 92, but we must trust God and his mercy to produce that fruit. So it's really encouraging, your story. And I think, just the faithfulness aspect of it too. A lot of the time, when we engage in regular ritual, those acts can become dead or lose a sense of meaning and significance. And yet, we have to be confident each day that we're doing family devotions with our family that God still does work by his word. And what we're called to do is to be faithful. Mm-hmm. And so, parents, I would point you to conversations that you can see on our Parent Resource Hub, including conversations on the ordinary means of grace. That's a lot of what Dylan is appealing to right now, if not in those words. Where you can hear a little bit more about the biblical undergirding of why the word and prayer and singing and fellowship are so important. So check those out. Anything else you want to say about family devotions? Any encouragement to parents or to their kids maybe?
Yeah, I would say going off what Matt had just mentioned about faithfulness, you may get one more legalistic family devotion out of 100, or you may get one where your heart's not in it and you're just doing it out of pure habit, but you still get 99 out of the 100 seeking to be faithful and to honor the Lord. So just because you don't feel as though you're honoring the Lord does not mean that you should stop being faithful to him. The Lord never stops being faithful to us, even when we're rebellious and we've gone astray. He pulls us and draws us back in. So in the same way, in the family devotions, you know, the scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go and he will not depart from it. So even if children are away from the Lord, not following him, not seeking after him, they still remember the truths that you've taught them by example and through things like devotions in church. And so don't take that lightly and don't take that for granted, because I still remember so many lessons that my parents have long forgotten. Because those childhood years are so formative. So I would encourage parents and children alike to not take these times for granted and to look to see how you can best honor the Lord with your family worship.
That's great. Dylan, how old are you?
I'm 21.
So you're hearing someone who's very recently, not only recently converted, but recently a high schooler, a middle schooler, relatively mm-hmm. at least, looking back on his family devotions with gratitude. So parents, again, I just want to encourage you that no matter where your child is right now, there is hope because of the steadfast love and abundant mercy of the Lord. And Dylan is one such testimony of that. So let me read a couple verses before we end, just to, in case you're wondering, why am I encouraging family devotions? Are those in the Bible? This is just a principle that we read in one of the most important sections of the Old Testament, as Israel is constituted as a nation and Moses is reminding them of the word of God that was delivered to them. He says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." The point here is that Moses is commanding Israel to do far more with their children than just a 10-minute family devotion over God's word in the evening, but that encounters with the word of God should characterize their life. And so this for us, as God's people in Christ, is just one way that we can teach these commandments diligently to our children. A 10 to 20 minute family devotion after dinner, a convenient time for your family, in which you are intentionally communicating the word of God to them on a regular basis. So Dylan, thank you for your witness and encouragement. I hope that that the Lord goes with you into all that you're going on to this summer, and also that he encourages our families and children through you. So really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.